Chapter 33. Healing the Man Who Had Never Walked. This story happened a short time after the apostles had received the Holy Spirit. One day, Peter and John prayed earnestly. Then they went to the temple to worship. At the gate of the temple, Peter and John saw a crippled man begging. The crippled man was 40 years old. The man was sad and poor. He had known only poverty and pain. For a long time, this crippled man had wanted to go to Jesus to be healed, but the man was almost helpless and lived far away from where Jesus had been. Finally, after the crippled man asked many times, some friends carried him to the gate of the temple. There, the man learned that the healer, Jesus, who he hoped to see, had been crucified. The crippled man's friends saw how disappointed he was. The friends knew how long the man had hoped to be healed by Jesus. The friends felt sorry for the man, and they carried him to the temple gate every day. Some of the people passing by the man would give him a little money to help with his needs. Peter and John walked by the crippled man as they went to the temple to worship. The man begged them to give him money. The apostles looked at the man with sympathy. Peter said, "Look at us." So he looked at them, expecting to get something from them. But Peter said to him, "I have no money at all, but I give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I order you to get up and walk." Acts 3, verse 4-6. The crippled man's face showed disappointment when Peter said, "I have no money at all." But the man's face was bright with hope and faith as the apostle continued talking. Then he, Peter, took him, the cripple, by his right hand and helped him, the cripple, up. At once the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and started walking around. Then he went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. The people there saw him walking and praising God, and when they recognized him as the beggar who had sat at the beautiful gate, they were all surprised and amazed at what had happened to him. Acts 3, verse 7-10. The Jews were surprised that the apostles could do miracles as Jesus had done. The Jews thought Jesus was dead. The Jews had expected all wonderful miracles to stop when Jesus died. But here was this man who had been crippled. The man had been helpless for 40 years. Now he could use his arms and legs. The man was rejoicing. Now the man had no pain and happily believed in Jesus. The apostles saw the wonder of the people. The apostles asked the people why they were surprised at the miracle. "Why do you look at us as if we had done this wonder with our own power or goodness?" Peter told the people that the man had been healed by the power and name of Jesus. Peter told the people that Jesus was the one whom they had crucified. God had raised Jesus from the dead. Peter added, "By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer." Acts 3, verse 16-18. After the crippled man was healed, the people crowded into the temple. Peter talked to some of the people in the temple. John talked with other people in another part of the temple. The apostles told the Jews plainly that the Jews had sinned in killing Jesus. But the apostles were careful to keep those who listened from feeling that their crime was hopeless. "I know, brothers," Peter said, "that you had no idea of what you were really doing." Peter said that the Holy Spirit was calling the people to ask God to forgive them. Peter told the people that the Holy Spirit was calling them to believe in Jesus. Peter said that there was no hope for salvation except through the mercy of Jesus. The Jews had crucified Jesus, but only through faith in Jesus could their sins be forgiven. Arrest of the Apostles. Sadducees were a group of wealthy Jews who believed there was no resurrection after death. The Sadducees were angry at the apostles. The apostles had preached that Jesus had risen from the dead. The Sadducees saw that by Jesus' death and resurrection, other dead people could be raised from their graves. The Sadducees felt that their favorite teaching was in danger. The Sadducees felt that their influence would soon be lost. The captain of the temple and some temple leaders were Sadducees. Some Sadducees helped the captain arrest Peter and John. Peter and John were put in prison because it was too late that day for them to go to trial. The next day, Annas and Caiaphas came for the trial of Peter and John. Other temple leaders also came. Peter and John were brought before these leaders. Peter had been in the same room with the same men before. At that time, Peter had shamefully said he did not know Jesus. Now Peter remembered what he had done. Now Peter could show that he was sorry for his wicked words, and that he was not as weak as he had been. The people were watching Peter. The people remembered how Peter had acted at the trial of Jesus. The people smiled, thinking how easily they would frighten Peter with threats of prison and death. But Peter had changed. Now he was a different man. Peter was no longer a proud boaster. He did not trust himself. The Holy Spirit had filled Peter. The Holy Spirit made Peter strong in his faith. Peter was full of courage in talking about Jesus. Peter was ready to change his words that denied he knew Jesus. He was ready to honor Jesus. A new Peter. The priests had tried not to mention Jesus' crucifixion or resurrection. But now the priests asked Peter and John by what power they had healed the crippled man. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter answered the leaders with respect, but he spoke without fear. Peter said, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a cripple, by what means this man has been healed, be it known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This, Jesus, is the stone which was rejected by you builders, leaders, but which has become the head of the corner, the most important foundation stone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4, verse 9 to 12. Peter's face was shining because it was brightened by the Holy Spirit. The crippled man who had been so wonderfully healed stood beside Peter. Only a few hours earlier, the man had been helpless. Now the man stood in perfect health and strength. Now the man knew the saving power of Jesus. The healed man's new appearance proved that the words of Peter were true. Priests and rulers and people were silent. They could say nothing to show Peter was wrong. The people had been forced to hear what they did not want to hear. Jesus Christ lives. Jesus has power to work miracles through his apostles on earth. Peter's words terrified the leaders. Peter boldly told the leaders where he got the power to heal. Peter talked about the temple cornerstone, Jesus, that the builders had rejected. This meant that the church leaders should have known the value of Jesus whom they had rejected. The leaders had refused to accept Jesus, but Jesus still had become the leader of all men. Peter directly referred to Jesus as the foundation stone of the church. The people were amazed at the boldness of the apostles. The people thought the apostles were not educated. The people thought the apostles would not know what to say when the priests asked questions. Everyone present realized that Jesus changed the apostles' lives. The apostles spoke with powerful words that silenced their enemies, just as Jesus had done. The priests and rulers wanted to hide their confusion. They ordered the apostles to be taken away. The priests and rulers wanted to meet alone. The leaders agreed that they could not say that the crippled man had not been healed. The leaders could not say that the apostles had not healed the man in the name of Jesus. The priests wanted to hide the miracle with lies. But the work was done in daylight before a crowd of people. Thousands of people had already heard about the healing. The leaders felt the apostles' work must be stopped immediately. The leaders felt that if the apostles' preaching was not stopped, Jesus would gain many more believers. If there were more believers, the leaders knew that the leaders themselves would be found guilty of murdering Jesus. The leaders were eager to destroy the apostles. But the priests were afraid to do anything more than threaten the apostles. The priests threatened Peter and John with heavy punishment. They wanted the apostles to stop teaching and working in the name of Jesus. Peter and John answered bravely by saying their work had been given to them by God. Peter and John could not stop telling of the wonderful things they had seen Jesus do. They could not stop telling of the wonderful things they had heard Jesus say. The priests and rulers would gladly have punished Peter and John for their faithfulness to their sacred work. But the priests and rulers were afraid. They saw that it was impossible to punish them, because the people were all praising God for what had happened. Acts 4, verse 21. So with repeated warnings and threats, the rulers let the apostles go free.